On campus
and online,
this is URN The Pulse.
In local news, two rebel Labour MPs have flouted their party's wishes and voted against the Brexit bill. The Members of Parliament, local MPs Lillian Greenwood and Graeme Allen, have voted against letting the government begin the UK's departure from the EU in last week's referendum, which voted overwhelmingly in favour of the government bill. Figures leaked to the BBC reveal that record numbers of patients spent more than 4 hours in the accident and emergency department in January, with only 82% of patients treated in a four-hour target. The figures also suggest that record numbers of patients have waited over 12 hours to find a bed after their A&E treatment. The British Medical Association have called out to the government to recognise the seriousness of the situation, as last month's figures are the worst since the four-hour target was introduced. The Department of Health countered the claim, saying that busy periods in hospital were supported by £400 million of extra funding. The Kenyan closure of the Dadaab refugee camp has been blocked by the High Court. Last year, a directive was issued to shut the Dadaab camp, the largest refugee camp in the world, a decision which would force around 260,000 Somalian refugees out of their home. This has been challenged in the Kenyan High Court, however the long-term future of the camp is still unknown. Sport now, and Greg Dyke, the former chairman of the Football Association, was warned that the FA reforms might be blocked by its older members, including reforms over the diversity of the organisation. This is preceding the MP's debate in Parliament about the FA's failure to reform tomorrow. Sports Minister Tracy Couch was warned that the FA that it fails to modernise, it could lose up to £40 million of funding. Shirley Collins, the star who couldn't sing for 30 years, has just been nominated for two awards in the upcoming Radio 2 Folk Awards, including Best Album. Collins was a rising star in the folk scene of the 1970s, but her career was cut short after she began to suffer dysphonia. However, she has now turned to the stage, age 81. The weather today will be overcast and rather cold, with odd showers throughout the day. Highs will still be at 3 degrees, with lows of zero. It will remain cold and cloudy going into tonight, with an increased possibility of snow showers and a high chance of frost. The high will be 1 degree Celsius. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. I'm Rebecca Fisher, and the time is now 25 minutes to 12.